Dessert? Honestly, I'm stuffed. I still have a bit of wine left, so I should be fine. If you want to order, I promise I won't judge you. There's an ice cream shop by my house, if you change your mind. Plenty of dairy-free options, too, if you're into that sort of thing. Not that there's anything wrong with dairy-free. You know, I really thought that by my second glass I'd have loosened up by now. Thank you for being so patient with me. I know I'm not a great date. No, really, I'm very self-aware, and it's been so freaking long since I've been on a real date. I was, or I guess have been, a nervous wreck all night. Thank you. I can pay. It's fine. I promise I'm not just doing the whole reaching for my wallet thing. I'm happy to pay. Oh, God, I'm having a lovely time. I didn't mean to imply that I wasn't. You've been kind of amazing. I mean it. You paid attention to so many details. You picked a restaurant that was a reasonable walking distance, meaning that I could walk home if the date bombed. Because trust me, my mind immediately went there. You remember the sort of wine I forgot I even mentioned? You picked a restaurant that sources their ingredients locally because I'm insane and that matters to me. On top of all that, you've given me some of the nicest compliments I've heard and managed to not be creepy. Part of me is waiting for the cameras to come out and tell me I'm punked. God, does that make me sound old? I sound like a fucking lunatic, don't I? Yeah, I'm ready to get out of here. I'd really like to do this again sometime. If I wasn't too obnoxious for you, that is. Fun! I'll text you. Oh, I was just gonna take the scenic route back to my place. You don't have to drive me home. Don't worry, no demons will snatch me away. It's a very quiet and safe neighborhood. It's a little chilly out, but I like it when it's chilly. You can walk me home. If you don't mind the walk back to your car. That would mean going through this park. And while I love the walk, I'm not wearing the right shoes. If this isn't too weird, I'll just slip them off and we can walk on the grass. No short jokes, please. I know 4 inches is a lot. Every time you say something nice to me, I can feel how warm my face gets. I almost think you find it amusing at this point. The moon is gorgeous tonight. I'm really lucky. My apartment has a skylight, and it makes my room have the most beautiful silver glow on clear nights like this. You know, I didn't even pick this outfit out. I had to FaceTime my best friend because I didn't want to look super desperate. She was so insistent, too! All this nonsense about how I'm a catch, and it's cuffing season, and not to worry about work, and... Okay, not to be a boomer again, but I don't even understand what cuffing season is. Like, all it makes me think about are handcuffs, and I'm fairly certain that isn't what it's about. Listen, I'm not that kind of girl. Maybe if we miraculously make it to the third date and you don't find me totally boring, we can explore the cuffing. The third date is absolutely when you start having that talk. You know, hard limits, kinks, kids, all the heavy stuff. I don't know. So the date doesn't get scared off or something? You tell me. I'm not scary. I don't know why I want to prove you wrong all of a sudden when I know for a fact that I'm basically a kitten. Wait, no, not a kitten. I actually don't like being called kitten. Oh my god, I know I said the third date, but I didn't want you to get the wrong idea. Look, we haven't even held hands yet. We can't just fast forward to the good stuff. We have to feel each other out more. All of this laughing is making my cheeks hurt. Easy on the teasing, please. Your hands are really warm. I didn't realize how cold my fingertips were until right now. Am I shivering? I think that might just be my nerves, not the cold. The way you're looking at me is making me feel things. Would it be okay if you just held me for a bit? You smell really good. Is that silly to say? With how sweet you've been tonight, I wonder what else you'd let me get away with. You're so polite. Can I tell you a secret? I saw the way you watched me lick my lips after I sipped my wine. And I know that when you told me that you liked my smile, that part of because it gave you another excuse to look at them. I've been waiting for you to kiss me all night. Will you? Kiss me. I like kissing you. Why are your hands on me? I don't care where. Just touch me. I know I said we should wait, but my pussy is so wet for you. I can feel myself throbbing, and your hands feel amazing. amazing. Lean me up against this tree. You can just slip your hands under my skirt and feel what I am for you. No one will see us. If they do, it'll just look like we're kissing. Oh, I can already tell I'll be quick. Oh, something about you has me aching for more. And I want to feel you too. Oh, I felt your heart racing as you held me. Oh, I bet you're just as wet as I am. Slide your fingers inside me and tell me I'm wrong. Oh, fuck. Oh, there you are. Did my hands feel good? Oh, you feel amazing. Gripping against my fingers like that. Oh, turns me on so much. Press your palm and kiss my clit, please. Oh, yeah. Like that. I'm already so close. An angle. It's so perfect. Kiss me as I come for you. Taste.
taste you too. Yeah. Switch places with me. The faster my mouth gets to work, the less likely we'll get caught, right?
You smell and taste so fucking good. Lift this leg over my shoulder. I want more. Grind down on my face. Any dessert I could have gotten tonight. I feel like ice cream would be far too greedy after that. We aren't too far from my place now. We could both wash up, and then tomorrow we could have a second date over breakfast.